7-3. You've got to be loving the way your kids are playing right now.
Yeah. We're pretty happy with things. You know how coaches are. We're never totally happy. I don't feel like we've kind of ever hit on all cylinders. You know, part of the game we'll play pretty well, and then we'll kind of take a step back in another section. And, I kind of keep hoping that we'll put it all together. We feel like we've got some pretty big potential, but maybe I should just be hoping that that doesn't happen until February.
You've played some good teams. I mean, early the Creets and the Yorks and teams like that. So you've been challenged, no question, by some of Class B's best, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We were not happy at all with how we played down in Crete. You know, that was disappointing. Just didn't play very well. Then we played a little bit better in York, but we really had trouble scoring against them. You know, that's what I mean by, you know, some nights one part of the game's looking pretty good and another part's not looking good. And that was kind of the case last night. I thought last night we played as defensively sound as we've played in a long time. And we about had to, because we couldn't score enough points to beat them otherwise.
Well, giving them 31 points, no question. That's back to actually, it's three straight games now, Coach, where you've given up, 35 points or less. Yeah, coaches, you love that defensive effort, don't they?
Yeah. We've been very solid, and we're learning a little bit about our personnel, which seems a little weird because most of the girls were back from last year. But I just always think every year, you know, no matter how few people you lose, you've always got some shifts going on, and a lot of times that has to do with people going from playing, you know, one role defensively to maybe another. We've kind of discovered that we've got a couple forwards who are very flexible with who they can guard. They can guard guards, and that gives us some advantage, especially against some shooters, by putting somebody who's a little taller on them. So we're learning some things that way. We really feel like we can be a great defensive team. I think we've played good defense, and we're kind of looking to make that last leap.
Coach, can you throw some names out? Who's really scoring well for you, playing well for you, going into this McCook game?
Well, a lot of our scoring has been Mackenzie Long. Mac's a pretty good shooter. She's got a good game going to the basket. She's only about 5'6", but she plays a little bit bigger. And she's kind of been leading us scoring-wise. Daisy Seeley, a senior, one of our captains, has been a big part of our scoring. And then she's dealt with just a couple nagging injuries. She had one left over from volleyball that cost her a little bit of time, and then she tweaked an ankle just coming back from Christmas. And I know she's frustrated. She got going in the fourth quarter against Aurora. Hit a big three and got a three-point play going to the basket. And we're really hoping that's kind of her coming out party again, because that gives us two guns. K.K. Laux is a junior who's hit some big shots for us over the last couple of years, really starting to be a more consistent shooter. Maddie Hilgendorf has hit some big shots for us, and she can kind of take some big girls outside and give people trouble. And then against Lexington, Lauren Heinrichs, our post, came up with 8 big points when we were struggling to score. So, you know, that's kind of the team we envisioned, that we could really be balanced. We just haven't quite gotten them all going at once. I really think we can be a very good offensive team, but we haven't shown that yet.
Coach, one of your very few home games you got left. I think you got 4, and then the rest you're on the road. And, boy, you got some big ones coming up with Beatrice and Scud, and at Northwest is always tough. North Platte comes to your place. So, boy, some games, big ones here in January and early February to get you ready for the postseason.
Yeah, and we really feel like our schedule should give us a chance to fight our way into that top 8, which is what we'd like. You know, we'd like to be hosting a district final game. You know, we've been on the road for those since the new system has started, and that's not as good as being at home. We'd really like to be at home. And so, you know, our schedule gives us an opportunity. You know, we had some opportunities in December with games against Bennington and York and Crete. You know, if we got one or two of those, we might be up there right now, and we didn't get that done. So it's just a matter as we look at this next month, okay, we've got new opportunities. We wish we'd gotten the old ones, but we need to grab hold of one of those.
And it sounds like your future is pretty good. You got some quality seniors, no question, but your underclassmen for this year and the future looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, we got a big bunch of seniors, some who are playing a heck of a lot, and some who are only playing a tiny bit. But, boy, I got to tip my hat to them. You know how tough that is, you know. And we had some long talks in November because sometimes kids don't understand how tough it is. They think, oh, I can be a senior. I'll help the team. I don't care if I play. But then when week after week you're not playing very much, practice can be really tough. But, man, I got to hand it to these girls. They have just been fabulous. Their communication off the bench is great. Their communication, or I mean their effort and practice is fabulous. They're smiling all the time, and that just makes it a great team. And then we've got a bunch of underclassmen who are playing a lot of time. So, yeah, you know, we think we've got things to the point where we can be strong year after year here for a little while.